One of the great stories of this year's Magic Millions and the win of Coolangatta was the fact that Will Bourne, who is the Bloodstock manager we've spoken to a number of times here on RSN and we caught up on the Gold Coast with, got his mum a share in the horse last year as a present. And it's a fairy tale result because for Deborah Bourne, she now is a Magic Millions winner with a very, very valuable filly. And she joins us on Racing Pulse this morning. Deborah, congratulations.
Oh, thanks so much, Michael, and good morning. It was just an incredible experience.
I saw some good vision of you going crazy in the mounting yard.
I said to someone after the race, I said, I'm exhausted after that. And they said, yes, that's because you're doing star jumps the whole time she was coming down the straight.
We spoke to Will last week and he was quite funny. He said that when he gave you the present, and of course Will comes, you know, from a racing background, but you don't have a big racing, interest prior to all of this, and you got the present and then you started receiving bills and you said, Will, you've basically just bought me a bill here. All I'm doing is paying bills.
But he rang me up one night and said, oh, mum, he said, I bought you a share in a racehorse. And I went, oh, William, it was late at night and, you know, big day at work. And I thought, you know, all I could see was bills and racehorses. And he goes, no, mum, it's a good horse. It's a good horse. Trust me. And yeah, it certainly is a good horse.
Gee, he must be a favourite son if he's done that.
He's certainly my favourite son. He's always been a really good son and, you know, just a lovely person, William.
What was the build-up like for you?
Well, it's really interesting. Like as I said to someone, it's incredible how nervous I was over something I had no control of the outcome. I was incredibly nervous, just that day leading up to it, you know, the week being up there. I mean, the Magic Millions, you know, the stars and the races, you know, we go every year. I just love the experience. It's always a great time of the year. But I was really toey. I was really nervous about leading into the race.
Had you been told early on from Will and Kieran and Dave that this could be a special filly, or had they tried to play it down to you?
No, not at all. I mean, I think, you know, before the horse, I think really she first trialed, you know, William said, you know, this is a good horse. But, yeah, certainly, you know, both Kieran and David think she's a very special filly, and certainly, you know, they've discussed that.
Now, when you have a big win like this, what most stables say is that you need to reinvest. You need to buy some more. Is that the plan?
I think that's William's plan, yes. I mean, he was ringing me up during the week about different horses. But, yes, yeah, certainly. You certainly get a taste for it. I'm very keen to reinvest.
What's it like watching Will do what he has been for Kieran Maher and Dave Eustace, one of the biggest stables, and being so successful recently?
Oh, look, it's just, you know, we've always been very, very proud of William. He's always had a big interest in racing. He started with the Magic Millions, actually, as a spotter, you know, when he was 15 years of age. You know, he's loved racing. He's loved the industry. And, you know, we're just so proud of where he's at, and also proud that just, he's just a lovely young man.
And outside of this ownership roller coaster that you've been on, it's been a pretty tough 2 years for yourself, hasn't it, Deborah, with the work that you're doing?
Yeah. And I think that's what William rang me up and said, oh, mum, you know, I know you're doing it tough at the moment. I work in healthcare and, you know, COVID's played a significant part in what we've done over the last 2 years, and it's been a real journey and a roller coaster and continues to be that way. But, you know, that's what he did. He rang me up and said, you know, I know you're doing it tough, mum. He said, you know, I want to give you this. And it's absolutely given me so much joy. You know, in lockdown, watching it when she won, you know, the last couple of days has just been, you know, amazing, an amazing distraction.
Is that something that you didn't, I suppose, expect? I mean, you've got a very good horse, but the thrill that it has given you as well?
Sorry, Mike, I missed that one.
I was saying, has that been a bit of a surprise to you? And obviously it's, I suppose, highlighted because she's such a good horse, but that escapism and that thrill that it's given you outside of what your daily grind is.
Oh, yes, absolutely. It's been one way to be absolutely, to, you know, to worry about something else besides, you know, COVID and the impact it's having has been a great distraction and being able to clear your mind. And, you know, the 4 days up there, which I had with the Magic Million sales and the racing and the sales, you know, I just completely immersed myself, you know, in Coolangatta and that experience. And, it was just a real break. It was great.
Does Will expect something back now with the prize money?
No, he's told me because I did offer it. He said absolutely not. No, it's all mine. So, yes, he's very generous. He's a very good
one. Yeah. Even if you win the slipper.
Yeah. I don't know about that one, but no, William's very generous.
Now, we found out, which was one of the most fascinating facts up on the Magic Millions, is that we noticed that everyone involved with Kieran Maher and Dave Eustace were looking immaculate. All of those that worked for them, and Will usually dresses extremely well, but they've got a stylist on board. Is that something that Will's been interested in for a while as well?
I've got two other girls, and out of all my children, William's always been extremely well-dressed and always presents himself exceptionally well. So, yes, I love the fact that they've got a stylish, and they are all very, good-looking young men.
Yeah, well, they need to look the part when they've got horses like Coolangatta, and who knows, it may be just the beginning, Deborah. Make sure you've got time off for that Magic Millions, the Golden Slipper week in Sydney as well.
Yeah, certainly going to lock that in my diary.
Good on you, Deb. Great to catch up. Congratulations, and it is well deserved with all the hard work you and everyone else in the healthcare sector has been doing over the last few years.
All right. Thanks so much, Michael. Have a good day.